Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're only human. How good is that? You can bail and fail and get up and try again. You might say, I'm too slow or I can't really run. Well, dolphins can't even walk or learn French. So go, you good thing, go. Humans, you are très bien, and it's health that helps you see just how ultra you can be. Live better with Medibank. Head to medibank.com.au to learn more about private health insurance. This is Good Humans Podcast with me, Cooper Chapman, chatting to the world's best about the inspiring stories that got them to where they are today. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to guest episode 153 of Good Humans Podcast with a very special man by the name of James Royce, who is the general manager of Riggs Recovery Center here on the Gold Coast and all around Australia. You guys are going to love this episode. But first, a big thank you to Wild Earth Australia, one of our sponsors of this podcast, who are helping me get ready for the UTA Ultra Trail Australia 100-kilometer ultramarathon I've got coming up in just over 2 weeks. I'm very excited, very nervous, and I can't thank Wild Earth Australia for looking after me, getting all of my equipment and all of my preparation ready. So all my running shoes, my running vest, nutrition, everything I need in my mandatory gear list, I've picked up at Wild Earth Australia. If you want to learn more about Wild Earth Australia and you want to grab some gear for your running adventures or just any adventure in general, you can head over to their website, wildearth.com.au, and find all of their products they have over there. Or if you want to get a discount price on every time you purchase, you can hit the link in the show notes, sign up to a Wild Earth wallet pass. You can add it in to your phone, or when you go online, it'll just be connected to your account where you're going to get a discount price all day, every day. When it says, what club are you joining? Put in Good Humans Pod, and yeah, they'll know you're coming from here. Big thanks to Wild Earth for looking after me for this run. Also, of course, a huge thank you to Drink a Repper. Drink a Repper is a brain neuroscience drink. I've been working alongside these legends for a long time now, and far out, I love their product. If you're someone who wants to take better care of your brain, or if you like to drink energy drinks or coffee a lot because you need to pick up that brain function and that performance, I highly encourage you go check out Drink a Repper. It's got no bad stuff in it, all natural ingredients, no caffeine, and it's a delicious blackcurrant flavor. I take a few of their products. I take the capsules every single day. It really helps me with brain clarity and brain fog. I also drink the powder in all of my smoothies, which really just helps with brain function and cognition. And then every single day, I have one of the performance drink instead of having multiple coffees. Just a really good way to have an energy drink that's all healthy and all natural and absolutely delicious blackcurrant. And then the Calm and Clarity is basically what I sub out any fizzy drink for nowadays, just to have something that's really tasty, but really good for calm and clarity of the mind. If you head over to their website, drinkarepper.com, you can use the code GOODHUMAN, a big 25% off everything over on their website. Very worthwhile buying in bulk over there because, yeah, it's a really special product. You can learn all about the science over there as well, all designed and tested by neuroscientists, some of the world's leading ones as well. And if you want to grab some in-store, you can go to Coles or Woolworth, look for the purple glass bottle. Totally delicious, and you guys are going to love it. Thanks so much for the continued support to Drink a Repper. Okay, today's episode is with James Royce. This guy is a legend, and it has been pretty epic. Getting into the Riggs Recovery Center multiple times a week for me, preparing for my run, has just been so important, but it's also been pretty cool to just realize that it's not just for athletes, it's for everybody. So this episode, we really go into the impacts that you can have by using using a recovery center from things like compression pants for your legs or compression boots to infrared sauna to steam room to cold water therapy, which is ice bath and also warm magnesium pool, to float tanks to cryotherapy and also oxygen therapy, hyperbaric chambers. So we go through all of those in this episode. It's a really informative one to learn the benefits of all of the different things that you can use. And I spoke to James and he thought, let's give any of the Good Humans listeners a discount. So if you're on the Gold Coast and want to go to one of the Gold Coast Rigs Recovery Centers, if you put in, if you're booking online, the code GOODHUMAN, you can get a 50% off of your first session. That's going to make your first 45-minute magnesium pool, steam room, and compression session for just $12.50. So really good bargain there to go check it out. And I highly encourage you to do. You might see me in there or any other legend who's trying to take better care of themselves. So a really good place to meet people in the steam room and just a good place to go switch off and calm the mind and check out all the other things they have in there. So thanks to Riggs Recovery supporting me. Thanks for James for being so open and sharing so much on this podcast about recovery. If you do enjoy the episode, make sure you share it around. Let your friends know if they're a bit curious about recovery. This is a great episode for them to learn a bit more about it. And yeah, make sure you share it to your family, share it to your friends, and I know it's going to give them a big impact too. Make sure you go hit like or subscribe if you're enjoying the podcast. Give us 5 stars, leave us a review, all of that good stuff. It all helps out. But let's jump into the episode. Welcome to Good Humans Podcast, James Royce.
How you going, brother?
I'm good, thank you, mate. How you going?
I'm very well. We just finished up a nice little sauna or steam room, cold water therapy, magnesium pool over at Riggs Recovery, where you are the general manager, which is going to be a big part of today's chat, recovery and how we can take better care of ourselves. Yeah, I'm really excited to have a chat to you. You said it's your first podcast, so a little bit nervous, but that's all right.
This is my first podcast, but yeah, looking forward to it. I've been doing a little bit of study throughout the week, so just trying to get my head around it. But no, it'll be a good day today.
Nah, it's an easy one. We're literally just going to have a chat. You're someone who I've got to connect with quite a lot over the last 6 months with my training, with me coming into the recovery center. And I just love getting in there. It's such a great community and it's such an incredible service, just trying to take better care of our body. And that's really the world that I try and immerse myself in. So I'm very excited to understand a bit more about all the modalities, but most importantly, learn a bit more about your story too, because I think Good Humans Podcast is about learning people's journeys and how they find themselves doing the work they're doing today. So what I do actually start the podcast with every time is a little arepa cheers. So you said you've seen me pushing this. You thought it was my business. It is not my business, but they do sponsor my podcast and I love it. So you've got the fizzy one there. I've got give it a bit of a shake. It's got all the arepa at the top. So cheers. Sure. So arepa, brain science drink, all backed by neuroscientists. You asked me before if it's got caffeine in it, which it doesn't.
It's good. It's fresh. Good.
Yeah, it's nice, huh? It's like a tasty fizzy drink. Black currant, but yeah, all based in neuroscience. Amazing. Amazing product, and yeah, just like you are super aware of doing things that can improve our well-being, things that can improve our health. The other question I always ask to start the Good Humans Podcast is, what are you grateful for right now in life?
What am I grateful for? Hey, I'm probably grateful for my partner more recently than anything. We've made some big steps forward. We just bought our first property and it's been it's a stressful process, all that kind of stuff. So she's been really supportive for me and the last couple of weeks have been tough, but I'm really grateful to have her by my side. She's been great support. So
love that. It's good. It's nice to reflect on those people and actually take the time and go, oh yeah, well, that person actually is really making my life better and helping me out in those tough times. And congratulations buying a new place. So
yeah, thank you. It's very exciting.
Where'd you buy?
Bought down Tugan actually. So yeah, trying to get with it down there before it develops too much. But it's busy down there already. But yeah, we've got a nice little 3-bed unit down there, which would be
beautiful.
Yeah, hope hold on for a while, I reckon.
Moving in there?
We will be. Not straight away, but we will be down the track. Probably maybe a year or two.
So nice. Beautiful. Well, congrats. So what we're going to do today, we're going to spend probably 70% of the episode talking about the recovery center and the different things that you can take place in down at Riggs Recovery. But I want to get to know your story a little bit. We talked about it briefly on the walk back from Riggs Recovery to my house because I live right around the corner. But we're going to get into it a little bit more. So do you want to take me back a little bit? Let me know what life was like as a kid, growing up, siblings, what do I need to know sort of up until your high school years about your life that might set me up to understand you a little better?
Yeah, so I grew up in a little town called Emu Park up north in central Queensland, just south of Yeppoon. I know you went there previously, just recently for a school tour. And yeah, my junior life was very sports related. I was always heavily involved in sport. I'd play rugby league, AFL, whatever dad would want to take me to. So I was always very, very heavily sport focused. I have three older sisters. So essentially,
I got three sisters too.
There you go. So yeah, essentially we had four mums in a way, which is great help. But yeah, I grew up there and it's a great part of the world, Yeppoon. It's actually getting really, really busy. A lot of people are starting to migrate up there from the southern states. But yeah, turned 18, moved to the Gold Coast, and that's when I went to uni, studied Bachelor of Business, majoring in marketing and HR. Uh-huh. So yeah, did that for a couple of years, finished up in 2015, and then it wasn't until end of 2018 I moved overseas, lived in London for a year and a bit.
That's so cool. I just want to rewind back to Yeppoon quickly. I had the best time in Yeppoon. I had like such a great experience with the community, like just had all these little moments that were like really cool. Like I went to, there's a place called like the Attic.
My mate used to be the cook there as well.
A little cafe there. And I went up there and had a coffee and one of the ladies came up to me and was like, "Oh, I follow your podcast. Like, so cool. You're in town. What are you doing here?" I was like, "Oh, I'm going to speak at that school." And she's like, "Oh, my son goes to that school." And then I was like, "Oh, and then I'm going to that school." And she's like, "Oh, my daughter goes to that school."
Yeah.
And then they posted like an Instagram story with me and then the locals, the attic. And then like at the local surf shop, someone messaged me going, "Hey, I saw you're in town, through the Attic's Instagram, would love for you to come in and sign one of our surfboards and like give you a shirt to say thank you for coming to Yeppoon," and did that. And then I just had this like cascading effect of just like really nice experiences of the people in the community. And I posted like a video about it and I kind of went super viral of just around that community. So I feel like there maybe might be some Yeppoon people listening. So shout out to the town of Yeppoon. What was school like there? What was your school experience like? And where did you think when you were sort of getting towards the end of your school life, your career and life was potentially going to go?
I went to the private school there in Yeppoon called St. Brendan's College, which you again went to. It's a rugby league dominated school. It's a dominated region, Central Queensland as well. But nearing the end of school, I was thinking I enjoy business. I enjoy people. I enjoy working with people. And that was kind of the angle I took with university as well. At the time I was playing footy, I was playing AFL. So there was always that incentive to come down and play on the Gold Coast and play some footy down here as well. So it kind of worked in well with Griffith offering the course that I wanted to do.
Nice.
So that's how I ended up on the Gold Coast. And
as in like scholarship to come down and play, or just it was a good team to come and play for?
It was just a good team to come play for. Yeah, it was the Southport Sharks up there. They were a pretty good AFL team, still are. So I came down there and tried my luck, but to no avail. But yeah, that was the kind of the focus when I moved down here back in 2012. So it was a while ago now. But
what was that like? Did you move by yourself, 18, without your family, down to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I remember I packed up the car and left by myself. I remember Dad was out at work. Mum was away, I think, overseas with a couple of my sisters. The other one moved out. So I literally was at my family home in Emu Park, packed up the car and drove away from home, moving to the Gold Coast. There was no one there to wave me off. So it was a funny little feeling, but
no way.
Never looked back. I was actually 17 for, in Queensland, you're 17 for the better part of your first year out of school. So I was only 17 at the time as well.
Wow. That's a big change. What was that like moving to the Gold Coast by yourself? Because I know I do have a lot of somewhat young listeners. What, how was that for you moving out of home, first time finding a job? Like what were you doing for work to balance out uni as well at that time?
Yeah, it was it's pretty daunting as well, but like you got to get out of your comfort zone, just got to pull the trigger. I had I think two mates from high school also moved down to the Gold Coast, so yeah, it could have been worse, but it was a tough experience in the first 6 months in a new city when you don't know many people and you're training at a football club, which is like a high professional league, and there are a lot of good players there. Yeah, it takes you a while to find your feet for sure.
Coming from a small country town too, it's like such a different experience, the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it is very busy. And but it was also, Gold Coast is, that's why I probably never left, because it's one of the best places I feel like you can live.
Definitely.
The lifestyle here is unreal. But for work, I worked in a sports shop, worked at Intersport for 4 years actually through my uni. So it was a perfect uni job. It was just sales, it was sports, it was talking to people, which is what I love. So, yeah, that was literally the perfect uni job I had for the whole uni degree. So,
what was, when you were going through uni, like your vision for where you thought potentially a job would be for you once you finished that degree? And then what took you to London?
To be honest, I got straight out of uni, I got my first job as a marketing assistant for an accounting firm. And it definitely wasn't where I thought I'd be, but like I was jacked up. I was out of uni. I was keen to get into the workforce. So I remember I walked in off the street to the job interview. Like, there was no job interview yet. There was just expressions of interest. And I just walked into the office and said, I'm here for the job. And funny enough, I got the job. So that kind of worked for me. But 6 months later, I left the job because it wasn't what I wanted to do. And it wasn't a place that, you know, marketing and accounting firm probably wasn't the most exhilarating first uni job.
So,
nah. So yeah. And then I actually went labouring for a few years.
Wow, after getting a degree, then you went labouring. Was that
How
was that mentally to deal with doing a uni degree, or where'd that decision come
from? I wasn't too stressed at the start because, you know, there is so much time and I was always a pretty patient person, but it got to the stage where, you know, there was a bit of pressure coming from mum and dad and a bit of pressure coming from my peers and, you know, saying like, oh, what are you going to do with it? You got this hex bill, you got 4 years of experience. So it took me a while until I really got into it, but then actually finally got my first job as a marketing manager for P3, actually, the other recovery center here in the Gold Coast in Burleigh. So yeah, I worked there for 12 months in 2018.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. It's a great setup there as well. They're not too far away from the Palm Beach location. And then at the end of that year I moved overseas to London.
What drew you over there?
Just the experience and the adventure. I had all three of my sisters actually went to London as well.
Wow.
So they all spoke highly about it and said such a good time it is. So I was like, oh well, it's something I really want to do. And that was probably more daunting than leaving Emu Park.
I bet.
That was a different experience in itself. And I had one really close friend over there who I moved in with, which is again a really good starting point. But but it's just getting out of your comfort zone in that sense is one of the best things I ever done, because it was such a fun time over there.
Yeah, I bet. Was the plan to stay longer than you did? Because I know the story comes to you moving back because of COVID. When you moved over there, was it like, this could be somewhat permanent, or was it I'm just going to go over for a year just to live somewhere for, you know, a period of time that's not Australia?
It was definitely junk time. It wasn't a career move going over there, that's for sure.
What did you do for work? Were you working or just
funny, my first job actually, and it's probably one of my favorite jobs I've had, was I worked at Christmas Tree Forest.
No way.
Yeah, so that was so much fun. You know, the customers, everyone's going to come in and buy a tree. It's not like it's a hard sell. Everyone's having a good time. It's Christmas. In England in Christmas time, it's just everyone's happy. The lights are going on. Like, it's a really good atmosphere around this town. So that was a really fun job. And everyone I worked with was actually actors, because there's a really big presence of actors and people trying to aspire to be an actor in London. So they were really seasonal workers. The whole working force was all actors that were like really good sense of humor, really funny, like just really good people to work around. So that was a really fun experience. Obviously come to an end. And then I started working in a school in ASD base, so children with autism. So that was really fun as well. I've never done anything that experience, but my sister and mum had experience working with children with autism. So had a little bit of a background idea and a few stories here and there. So, but that was a really, really fun, rewarding role as well.
Yeah, I bet. So, how'd you get into a job like that without sort of, I guess, education qualifications, or was it kind of just like support working with a school?
To be honest, the clearance you need in the UK isn't too extreme. Like, you just need a police check and then a working with children card, and then they can sort you in anywhere. In addition to that, I did some relief teaching as well. It's funny, like I remember there was one stage where I was a relief teacher for a day with no teaching experience, and I got thrown to the school in South London. I rocked up and they said, oh, you're gonna be teaching grade 5 French today. I said, I don't know a word of French. Like, what is this? It's a stitch up. I was like, oh no, that's right. The assistant teacher's going to be there and she's full French. I was like, that doesn't help me at all.
How does she not become the teacher and you be the assistant teacher?
I don't know what happened there, but anyway, so I've actually taught a grade 5 French class.
And no languages. Way.
And I still don't know a word of French, so didn't go well for me.
Parle français. Wow, that is such an interesting story. This is why I love having these chats, because now you'll have probably a friend listen to this episode and be like, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that. It's like so interesting. We don't actually really get to know even like our friends that well, unless we like take them back through a bit of a journey of their life, which is so interesting. So thank you for sharing that. So then COVID comes, 2020.
Yeah.
What was that next period of life like for you?
That was a tough period. Yeah. I don't know if you remember the time, but like the government, I can't forget what the prime minister was in at the time, but they were saying like, oh, get home.
Yeah.
Get home, Australians, if you're overseas, get home. We don't know what's going to happen. So yeah, I took that advice and I came home about April. So about 2 months after it kind of kicked off.
Yeah.
London was a ghost town, and to be honest, there was very rarely people in the streets. It was really weird, really eerie. A lot of people lost their jobs and stuff as well. So yeah, I decided to come back to Australia, and when I got back, there was the opportunity at Riggs came up. So they just, the manager there had just left, and I had to contact the owner. He's heavily involved in my old football club. So he reached out, and I slotted straight in. Perfect. And it was, and it was amazing. It was like straight away, we were straight into it. It was a tough time because obviously still COVID was happening. But 2020 started at Riggs.
And 4 years you've been there as a GM.
Yeah, 4 years later. So we've done some, you know, really exciting things in the last 4 years, and there's a lot of little things to look forward as well to. So, yeah. But yeah, it's been a really great experience. It's been a really fun emerging market to work in, I guess. Like, recovery's only really come about. I personally think it was almost slingshot from COVID.
Yeah.
And people, you know, prioritizing their health and well-being. So yeah, out of the back of COVID, it's been really, really great for us as a business.
Yeah, it's been so cool, like seeing different recovery centers pop up on the Gold Coast. But I think just people being more curious on things to take care of their health, not going down the, I guess, path that we've been fed for the last 20, 50 years, the pharmaceutical route when you're struggling, rather having this more holistic, taking responsibility yourself modalities. And there's obviously so much great science, people like Andrew Huberman, have really brought to light the actual scientific evidence behind doing stuff like this, which is now irrefutable. So it's like finding a balance between your working out, your training, but then also your recovery is so important. And there's so many great facilities in at Riggs, and I'm excited to go through them. But first I'll explain maybe how I got to know Riggs and my relationship with you guys, what I've been using for my recovery. Obviously I've got this 100-kilometer ultramarathon coming up. So
big step
to be able to recover for my training, it's been so important. I've been using Riggs multiple times a week to help me get in a position so that I can run this 100-kilometer race. So how we met was really cool. You guys had your Christmas party for your
Wellness Morning, late in December last year.
And how'd you find or see me, do you remember, or who recommended or mentioned me?
It was actually funny. One of the old marketing manager for Riggs, who's a really good friend of mine, she was always a big fan of you and your work. And she was also said, you should try at Cooper Chapman, and it'd be so cool if you got him in, like get him into Riggs and stuff. So that was always the idea in the back of my head. And then when we had this Wellness Morning, it was coming together how we can, you know, create a little community event where we can get, you know, different people in to offer a different service. And you came in for the party start of the day for the
gratitude
mindfulness at the morning with along with Cold Nips. We're just like, that would be a really good tie into the morning, a really good start to the day. And it was a great day. It was a great morning, and we had a lot of really good feedback from that.
Sick. It was a big turnout. I was like, oh, I wonder how many people are going to be there. I wonder if it's going to be, you know, it was like 5 o'clock in the middle of summer, so the sun had just sort of come up. But it was still like, is anyone really going to show up for the gratitude? Because it's something a little bit different. Like, obviously now we hear a lot about like cold therapy and breath work are obviously two massive things that we see a lot around. But my little offering of gratitude and mindfulness hasn't quite become at the forefront just yet, I don't think. It is obviously being talked about a lot more, but
definitely.
Same thing. There's so much great scientific evidence that shows the practice of gratitude are releasing those neurotransmitters of oxytocin and serotonin, just like a lot of these other modalities that we practice can do, but it's just another form of doing it. It's just that extra little 1%. So it's cool. We had like 300 or 400 people down there, I swear. It was busy that morning.
Yeah, I think we had 400 people down there, and we had people coming from Brisbane, Sunny Coast, and it was definitely better than we expected. We only had four or five ice baths ready, and then we realized straight away that we'd need some more ice baths. But it was a great morning. It was such good feedback, and we had the yoga as well with the run club. The Cold Nips were down there with their community as well, and also Cleo as well from Pass Around the Smile with her meditation upstairs. So yeah, it was a really well put together morning, and yeah, we're definitely looking at doing it again. We're looking for a winter event as well, and then we'll definitely be rolling around in December again for another event.
Epic. Yeah, so keep an ear out for that, everyone who's listening. On my socials and on Riggs Recovery socials too, because they're good free community events to come down to maybe try out an ice bath or breath work or gratitude for the first time, to just expose yourself to doing these different things that are good for your health. So with my, and then since then I've been I've had a membership in to come and use the contrast therapy, the float tank, the compressions, because I told you about a month, I think I might've told you like, right. Cause that was right when I'd agreed that I was going to do the 100K. I didn't announce it for a while.
Mm.
And you're like, mate, come in, use the facility, cause it's going to help you out a lot.
Yeah.
And it has definitely helped me out a lot. So now I'd love to like kind of go through all the modalities. There's a whole range of different things that you can come into Riggs Recovery to do. And when we were talking this morning, when we were having a sauna and an ice bath, it was really interesting the way that we're chatting, that I think there still is a bit of a stigma that recovery centers are just for athletes or just for people coming back from injury.
Mm.
But I think it's really important to note that recovery is for everyone. We all live lives that are such high intensity now. We're all carrying so much stress. We're all carrying so much inflammation because of the busyness of the lives we're living. So recovery is for everyone. So what's your call out, I guess, to people who maybe think, oh, Riggs isn't for me. Like, why is the recovery center for everyone?
Yeah, it's definitely true. It's definitely people still think it's very much reserved for sporting athletes, high performance, which it's not. And we've definitely changed our tune as well. Like, we originally, to be honest, we used to be a lot more sports orientated, and we used to go after that market more. But then we realized that's not the market that actually needs it, or it's not as a bigger market either. So we get all sorts of people that come and use the services. Predominantly the ones we get the most that are probably most grateful for it are tradies. Their bodies are usually more often than not so inflamed from the laborious work they do day in, day out. So when they come in after work or before work, they are just reaping better benefits, and they say how good they feel.
Way better than going to the pub.
Way better than going to the pub and having a few beers after work. Yeah, if you come in and do, you know, just 5-10 minutes of hot and cold therapy, they just feel so much better. Gets the inflammation down their joints and whatever, you know, little niggle injuries they have. But saying that, we get, like, it's teachers, it's nurses, it's people that are on their feet all day. It's definitely not reserved for sports people. And until you kind of realize and try it out, and you won't really know what the benefits and how good you can actually feel. It's a constant battle to try and educate people as well. That's probably the biggest factor about it, is educating people of why they should do it and how and when and all that. But actually, a really good thing as well is that these days the education is everywhere as well, which is really good for us as a center. Like, we love that everyone's talking about and there's podcasts talking about and everything, because it's only good for us and it's only good for the people to be more educated. So
yeah, well, that's what we've got a good little chance to go through now. I've got the little flyer in front of me here with all the different services Riggs have. I've used most of them. I still need to give the hyperbaric chamber a go, which you said is probably the best thing to give a go. So maybe we'll finish on that. But let's go through a couple of things that I've been using, especially the main thing I'd say that I've been using the most is the compression pants. Do you want to talk me through compression boots, what they do? I've been using it obviously after my running. My legs are quite sore. I've got inflammation in my legs from the constant impact. I'll go sit in the compression boots for 45 minutes where it squeezes your legs, I guess, and compresses it inside these air-filled boots and then releases. Do you want to explain a bit about the compression boots and what it could be good for? Like you said, people are on their feet all day. It's not just for someone who's running or playing footy. It's for people who, are on their legs and getting their steps up every day. It can help with, what does compressions help with?
Yeah, it's very similar to like getting a massage, essentially, like a medium massage on your legs. So, yeah, what it does, it compresses for 4 minutes and decompresses for 4 minutes. During when it compresses, it pushes all the blood out of your legs. And it decompresses and flows back through. So very much like a flush protocol. Really good for people with struggle with blood flow as well. Like, people have, you know, a lot of older people as well, especially get low blood pressure where they don't get the blood flow they need to their calves and their feet and their quads and stuff. So this is really good to enhance that and help with that. It's a really, really popular service as well. It's part of our base membership, and it's a 45-minute session, and yeah, it'll definitely leave you just feeling lighter on your feet, and getting rid of that lactic acid, the build up. I definitely don't recommend it after strength training, though. There's a lot of research coming out that after strength training, you don't want to be doing compression. Same for ice baths and that kind of thing. You don't want to be restricting the blood flow to the legs or your arms or whatever you've done.
Uh-huh. So not directly after, like day after kind of thing.
No, because you don't want to restrict the blood flow to your muscles. So you actually want to almost heat up. So an infrared sauna can be really good after strength training as well.
Interesting, because I feel like a lot of athletes think, okay, big session, go get jump in the ice bath. So that's not the best protocol.
Just with strength training, yeah. Okay, so if you go into the gym and doing heavy lifting and stuff, yeah, you don't want to be doing ice baths or compression
straight. But if you're doing cardio.
Yeah, definitely. Bad. If you're doing cardio and stuff and all that, that's a different story. That's really beneficial, yeah.
Yeah, and then as well, like I love going and doing the compressions, taking my book, and it's like a forced 45 minutes where you can sit down, be present, have your legs getting worked on. Like you said, it's almost like a massage without having to have a person there.
Yeah. People are very time poor. So it's really, really hard to get them in there, especially, a 45 minute session to people is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really encourage people to do is, like, it's a really nice environment. You got the recliner chairs. Yeah. You can go in there and you can decompress and watch TV, meditate. We have people do all sorts of things, but we do have a lot of people that bring in their laptops and they do work and they catch up on emails, or if they're working from home, they'll jump in for an hour. And
we
have a lot of people coming to do that. And it's a great way to do it. It's a great way to break up your day. I'm surprised not more people don't do it, just to break up the day, come in, spend 45 minutes of rigs.
I always end up, if I've got social media sort of content that I need to post or catch up on, it's like a good force. All right, I've got 45 minutes. I can sit down. My legs are getting worked on. I'm doing something good for my health, but then I can still catch up. Like you said, it's a good way for someone who's really busy to get some sort of work done on themselves without having to fully give up that time. It's a really good thing to multitask on, I guess.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, it should be something that should be used a lot more, because as I said, it's using our membership, and I think we have just over 300 members at each center. So, and then majority of the people come and use the contrast therapy, but they don't realize that the compression's in their memberships as well. And it's just for those days as well, where you don't feel like getting wet or you don't feel like getting cold, or just a change up as well. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to not wanting to get in the ice bath some days. So,
well, that's the thing. That's where I was going to go next, because that's kind of been my protocol. I'll do 45 on the legs, and then I'll go straight into the steam room, which I love. There's so much great science out there to now show that sauna and steam room and getting the body hot, expanding that comfort zone, then jumping in the ice, expanding the comfort zone again, it kind of makes our comfort zone bigger. Do you want to talk me through the contrast therapy, what you have in that little three stages, from the steam room, the cold therapy, and then the magnesium warm pool? What's that good for?
Yeah, I'm sure probably a lot of people listening have probably heard about ice baths, been talked about now in our podcast before. It's a lot of people talking about these days, but the biggest benefit I feel like you can get from the ice bath is the resilience, dealing with stressful situations. So it's so translatable to life. If you jump in the ice bath for 4 minutes and go down in your neck, your body's going to say hey, this is cold. I want to get out of here. I'm not enjoying this at all. And whether or not you can overcome that mentally and build it up, it's crazy how quickly you build up this resilience. A lot of new clients come in and they'll jump in for the 2 minutes, and it's probably one of my favorite things about working rigs is seeing people go on the ice bath for the first time. It's so funny. And they'll come in for 2 minutes and they'll come out and say, no, I can't do that again. Can't do that again. They jump back in, and then I'll come back 15 minutes later and they're doing 4 minutes casually. And that's in the one session. So that's a really big push for everyone to give it a go, because you think, it's not for you. You think it's going to be terrible and stuff, but a lot of people do adapt really, really quickly. But yeah, so in terms of the cold pool, when you jump in the cold pool, your fight or flight kicks into gear, all your blood rushes to the organs. And then when you jump back in the hot pool, it flushes back out, carries out to the tissue. So the inflammation as well is really counteractive in the, the inflammation is really helpful in the contrast as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you get back in the hot pool, that's the endorphin kicking in, saying, hey, look, I love this. Thank you for doing this. That's a really good feeling get.
Yeah.
And that's that addictive feeling that people get when they leave. For hours after, they can still feel that endorphin hit and say.
Mm. Yeah, because that's the best way that I've like described it is when you have the cold, it's like everything constricts, all the blood gets sent to your major organs to like keep your body alive. It thinks it's dying because of the cold. And then you jump in the hot and it's like, oh, I'm alive here. Give your blood back out to the fingers, to the toes, to the tissues all throughout your body. And you just get that like great feeling. But like you said, I think the best thing with ice baths is the resilience, is the next time you're out in real life, in reality, and you've hit a stressful situation, someone starts an argument with you, you're far more about, you have so much a better ability to just respond rather than react to people. It's like when you jump into the ice bath, you react and jump out, or do you take a breath and realize, okay, I can overcome this. It's not going to be forever. It's just a short period of time. And then you get your breathing and you're like, oh, I can overcome this stressful situation. And it sort of translates once you get back into real life too. Let's talk about the steam room and the infrared sauna then. What's some of the benefits from getting in the hot and sort of counteracting that cold?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask the question, like, what's better, a steam or infrared sauna? Personally, I think the infrared sauna is better. It's a less aggressive heat. It's better for your body. Like, people get mixed up and think you got to go to Riggs and you got to slave yourself in the steam sauna for 20 minutes just to really like sweat everything out and just be like to the point where you can't take it anymore. It's not necessarily true. Like, more is not necessarily better in recovery. You still want to be comfortable what you're doing. And the infrared sauna is a lot more of a comfortable heat. So yeah, the infrared sauna heats your body opposed to the air around you. So you jump into a steam room, you jump in, it's instant heat. Same as a traditional sauna. You jump in a traditional sauna, the heat hits you instantly. But when you're in infrared sauna, it heats your body, not the air around you, so your core temperature. So it's a slow burn. So yeah, it's a slower burn. It feels a lot more comfortable and gradual. And you don't need as much in the infrared sauna either. You don't need probably 20 to 25 minutes. Some people like to go for 60 minutes and, you know, we're not going to get in the way of them that they want to, if that's what they think works for them. But most of the research shows 20 to 25 minutes a few times a week is where you get your maximum benefit from it.
Yeah, because there's all this great research out of like Finland, which is like the sauna capital of the world. I'm going to butcher the numbers, but go back and listen to my episode with Nigel Beach, episode 111 of Good Humans podcast. He goes on to talk about this study from the Finnish people over in Finland.
Yeah.
And it's like your chance of all form of morbidities or whatever, or all form of death, lowers by such a dramatic amount if you're doing saunas regularly, like three times a week.
Yeah, I think it was like cardiovascular problems by 60% and premature death by 40%.
Yeah.
Something similar to that. So,
which is massive when you think about it, just by taking a few actions a week, it like is literally making you live longer and making not only you live longer, but live in a better body, you know, live in a body that's more comfortable, more able to deflect off, you know, pathogens and get us less sick, like because we're so used to getting hot, killing, I guess, all the bacteria and stuff that we don't want, sweating out the, you know, the liquids and the toxins out of our body that are unneeded. And then it's like a little refresh or a little reset. I encourage people, if you can, saunas are a big one.
Yeah, saunas are huge. And with the contrast therapy as well, they work really well together. And that's why we have the steam included in the contrast water therapy session as well, so you can have that contrast the heat to cold. A lot of people don't even jump in the hot pool. A lot of people just go steam cold.
That's kind of what I do usually. I like going cold into the steam and letting like your body warm up from like being freezing in there and then like warm up from the steam.
Do you finish on the cold?
Yeah, I usually do cold and then just like have a shower and wash myself off to finish. My normal protocol is like boots for 45, steam until I can't last anymore, usually 8 to 10 minutes, cold for 3, steam for another 8 to 10, cold for 3, and then just rinse off. I don't normally do the hot pool.
But
I feel like I should because of the magnesium in it.
Yeah, you definitely should. Like you can absorb it through your skin and it helps with muscle relaxing and stuff as well. So obviously there's a lot of information coming out about magnesium, your diet as well. So if you can get that extra hit from the hot pool as well, it's recommended. But
it's nice to stretch in the hot pool, like get in the hot pool and like for me with my running, like stretch out my hips and do like a couple, like, you know, pull your foot up to your bum and do a bit of a quad stretch. And
yeah, everyone wants to come in when it's quiet though. That's why, because they can stretch in the area.
Yeah, seriously.
And the steam room as well. A lot of people stretch in the steam room.
I love stretching in the steam room.
Yeah, we get all different types of clients come in. And it's all different stories, all different techniques and things that work for them. Like a lot of people work out what they feel personally better after doing. So
it's all different. It's like, yeah, finding the one that works for you, the one that you're feeling the most benefit from.
Yeah, we have one client that comes in probably at least 4 or 5 mornings a week, and he comes in just after 6 a.m. because we have a lot of people that come in between 6 and 7, the pre-work rush. So he comes in just after 6 o'clock. He'll jump in the cold straight away down to his neck, 20 minutes, stays in the cold for.
What?
And the funniest thing is after 20 minutes he gets out, he doesn't even dip his toe in the hot, he just walks out, has a shower, goes to work. So some people like that, you know, like.
That is insane.
Yeah.
It's cold. What is it, like 6 degrees?
The cold pool sits between 7 and 8 degrees, yeah. Okay. And the hot pool sits at 40. So, yeah, it's a pretty.
Good contrast.
Yeah, it's a pretty good contrast there. I think you probably had some on the pod talk about before as well, but like anything under 12 is considered.
Yeah.
Contrast. An ice bath, yeah. So, again, we're going back to what I said before, necessarily more isn't necessarily better.
Yeah.
Like, but we keep it cold because of how many people we get through the day.
Yeah,
so we got to keep it cold.
Good body. Yeah, so warm it up.
Yeah, because you get all these hot bodies going in there. It blows out pretty quickly. So that's just to maintain the temperature. Plus, it's still a really good challenge and people really enjoy it. So
yeah, because I used to have an ice bath at home, like just a chest freezer. Mm. And it was like, we'd sit at like 1 degree, like it'd like freeze on the edges. It was like gnarly. It's just like such a different experience when you're doing those ones that are like freezing.
That's cold too, 1 degrees. Yeah. You just tuck in.
You just tuck in and like create that thermal layer around you. Hmm. And then my brother-in-law, Fisher, who lives next door to me, he has like one of the Odin ice baths next door that has like the jet that keeps the water moving.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, it's the worst. It's so cold and the water's moving next to you. So it's like, yeah, I don't know, but I just feel so good after him. It's like that feeling of getting out, letting your body warm itself back up. Next time you're potentially going to get sick, your body's like, okay, I know how to fight this off. I've like, you know, warmed myself back up. I've cooled myself down when I'm in the hot. Like that's where I feel the benefits are coming kind of just intuitively for me. It's like, okay, I know I can deal with extreme heat. I can deal with extreme cold. Like my body's more equipped to deal with discomfort and things that are, yeah, uncomfortable to go through. There's a few other things in there that I'd love to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to cryo first. Cryotherapy is such an interesting one. I did cryotherapy for the first time, I want to say like almost 10 years ago. Nah, probably like 8 years ago in America.
Mm-hmm. 8 years ago. Yeah, okay.
Maybe like 7 years ago. While ago, definitely.
Whereabouts was that?
It just in like LA.
Yeah, okay.
There was just like in between where I had this surf comp at Huntington Beach and where I was staying with some friends, like kind of OC, like took me an hour to drive and there was just a cryo place on the way. And I had an injury. I had like a bad ankle injury and it was something that I got recommended to do. And they were more common over there, obviously, than they're still pretty uncommon here in Australia. But yeah, it's so nice like to jump in, do 3 minutes at a crazily cold temperature, what, like minus 200 or something?
Nah, it's like they'll probably advertise minus 200, maybe 200 Fahrenheit, but yeah. Our chambers only get to about minus 85 to 90. Okay. Yeah which is
cold.
Yeah, it's not warm. Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about cryotherapy. It's an interesting one for anyone who doesn't know what it is. I mean, I guess you can explain for anyone who doesn't know what it is better.
Yeah, to put it like super simply, it's just like jumping in a fridge. You jump in a fridge for 3 minutes. Yeah, as I said, temperature gets down to minus 85 and cryo means cold. So it's a cold chamber. So it's really similar to ice baths, to be honest. Like a lot of the fight or flight methods, ice baths, feeling uncomfortable and the endorphin that you get after as well. That feeling when you get after. So we, and obviously additionally into that, it's really good for inflammation as well and injuries and stuff. So we encourage a lot of people to jump in pre-performance and also after, but a lot of pre-performance, even if you have like a big meeting and stuff, because it just mentally switches you on as well, that fight or flight mode as well. But yeah, there's not a lot of information, I guess, coming out. How do I say this? There's still a lot of questions to be asked around cryotherapy and its effectiveness. But you always kind of take America as an example, the leaders in pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's cryo chambers all over the states.
Yeah.
They've just got them everywhere. And there's recovery centers everywhere and they all have a cryo chamber. So yeah. There's obviously something in that. And yeah, we've had it in our centers now for like 4 years' time.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of people use it because of how they feel, the information, the shock they get from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's essentially very similar to an ice bath. But yeah, if you don't want to get wet, if you want to get that hit, that cold therapy, and that endorphin hit.
And it's just like a way more accessible and time poor sort of person driven. Yeah. It's like if you've only got, all right, 10 minutes free and you've got something big on for the day, but you want to get mentally sharp, you want to get that lowered inflammation throughout your body,
yeah.
Come in 3 minutes in the cryo chamber and you're good to go.
Yeah. Majority of the people that come and use it, they are in and out. They drop in and out.
Yeah.
So yeah, by the time you get there, get dressed into the kit we give you, 3 minutes into the cryo chamber, everyone wants to jump out straight in the sun. Yeah, it's almost like a 15-minute visit. So yeah, it's definitely the time poor people as well. Don't have 45 minutes to jump into the hot pool or get wet or...
And then as well, there's a spot cryo thing that you have as well, right? So if you do have an injury on an ankle and knee, somewhere that you want to help with like inflammation around that area, do you want to talk about the spot cryo?
Yeah, so the specialized cryo, it's liquid nitrogen it uses. And it's really good for reducing swelling, inflammation in tendons, ligaments. It's good for bruising. Yeah, it's pretty much good for even like people that have nerve damage and arthritis. We get a lot of people coming with arthritis in their fingers, in their shoulders, elbows, knees, and the relief they get from 2 or 3 minutes of cold therapy from the specialized is really, really promising. So much so that we have people that come back weekly just to maintain that chronic condition. We actually also offer cryotherapy facials. So it's just a different type of facial where you use the cold therapy as well. It's really good for boosting the collagen production in your skin. It also tightens up your skin slightly as well. So we get
you see bodybuilders and stuff come in.
Bodybuilders come in for the cryotherapy, yeah. So they come in a lot of time pre-comp because in the 3 minutes they say you can burn up over 300 calories.
Wow.
So they do it for weight loss, they do it to tighten up a little bit, and yeah, the cold therapy does tighten your skin as well, which is also a feature of the cryotherapy facial.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, we actually have a pretty good market of men and women that come in for the cryotherapy facial just because it's a bit cheaper than your normal facial. It's a bit quicker as well. But it still has that really good benefits of collagen production. So
it's like natural, you're not putting all different creams and chemicals all over your face. Yeah. It's just coldness.
Yeah, and it's nice too. It's like refreshing. You come out and they always come out glowing.
We love that. Two more things in there that are great. I'm going to finish on hyperbaric because that's something that you did this morning. You said is amazing and something I've heard quite a lot about. But the other thing that I love and that I have done a few times is float therapy.
Mm.
It's such a cool thing, float therapy. And I mean, I can describe it from my experience. I did it a few times. Surfing Australia used to have one down when I used to train there. And it's like the best way to describe it is you get in a nice warm bathtub that closes like a pod, so you're in full darkness, whatever sound you want you can put on through the speaker, or you can have complete silence.
Mm-hmm.
But because the water's super salty, we float far better than if we were in just like a normal bathtub. So your body's actually not using any muscles to support you. And the way that I got described that makes a lot of sense in my mind is even when you're sleeping in a bed or you're lying down somewhere, there is muscles being used to stabilize and to keep you you know, in the position you're in. But once you jump in a salt bath or a float tank, it's literally like your body is like in ultimate relaxation. And yeah, it's like, for me, I just get in and do like an hour meditation. It feels like you've had a full night's sleep and come out feeling just so like refreshed and light. So do you want to talk to me about float therapy?
Yeah, the float therapy is, it's actually, it's been around for a long time. It's a sensory deprivation exercise. So yeah, until you try it, it's a really unique experience, like you said. And it's a really, really good good experience for lowering your cortisol levels as well. If you're stressed out, if you just got to relax, take some downtime. Like I said to you this morning, when I'm doing a float, I actually think really, really clearly without distractions. So I'm actually wish I had a notepad with me because I've got so many things to write down. But it depends what you want to focus on, what you make of it. But if anything, it's just quiet time. But yeah, it's dark. You can have the light on, you can have the light off. You have, as I said, you have music, you have no music on. It's a 60-minute session and you just float there weightless. We have a lot of women that are pregnant come and use it. Not in the first trimester, but in the second and third, it's usually good to use it. Obviously, check with the GP first, but because they can't lay on their back during pregnancy, so they take the advantage of being able to lay on their back in the float tank, and it's a really good pain relief for them as well. So
wow, my sister's very pregnant right now. I might have to book her in a session to come check it out. I'm sure she'll love it.
How far along is she?
She's due in like 6 weeks, 7 You're right. weeks.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure of dates or anything, but yeah, like not far.
You'll have to ask her how her lower back's feeling at the moment, how inflamed it is.
I will, for sure.
Because a 60-minute session is just, it's therapeutic for those big women who are going through the
pregnancy. Yeah, I think she'll love that. I'll chat to her. I'm going to go catch up with her tonight. But yeah, I encourage people, if you're someone who is quite stressed out and find it hard to relax, go jump in a float tank for an hour and you'll just feel like you're so rejuvenated. It's such a nice experience.
Yeah, and it's some people get a little bit claustrophobic because obviously you're in a dark pod and you close it. But once you're in there, it's fine. You just have to takes a few minutes to forget where you are and to focus on what you're there for. And
then,
it's one of those. Yeah, if you come with the right mindset, it can be one of the most beneficial services we have.
Yeah, I've got a friend who has this clothing label called Tiger Mist, and then she started this other one called IMG. Are they like two big women's labels? And she told me she has a float tank at home, and she came up with the idea for IMG when she was just in the float tank. So when you said you just come up with such great ideas, it's like your body's not working on any muscles having to be activated. So it's like your brain gets to like activate even more.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, the first time for most people ever that my body hasn't been using some sort of muscles to keep me upright or to keep me balanced. It's like, it's a really interesting feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, and it's something you can kind of work your way into doing where you can find out what works for you. So for example, like I used to float with just my hands by my side, and because I thought that's how everyone did it. And then I actually started trying a few things out. So like I actually float with my arms across my chest.
Okay.
It takes away the feeling of your arms going down, and I feel a lot more comfortable. I even sometimes put my hands behind my head.
Okay.
So you just kind of work out what works for you. You definitely don't have to just lay there still and not move and think you have to stay completely still. Like it's just about getting that comfortable position and finding out what's worked for you. But as you were saying, it's just a time where you haven't got distractions. You know, your phone's not in there. You can't hear or see anything. You're just purely in really deep thought. And if you're in the right mindset, you can be, can have some really good thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're like thinking of your business idea or a career change and you need to get a bit of clarity, go jump in the salt tank. It's so good. I feel slack. I have a couple on my account, and I bloody haven't used them because I'm at times time poor, but it's like, okay, I need to dedicate that because it's actually really productive. You know, it's actually a great investment into your thinking and giving your mind some time to settle.
Yeah. You just got to listen to your body and your mind and say, hey, look, get to a point where you're feeling a bit gassed or a bit overrun. You say, hey, look, this is a time where I actually got to just put an hour aside. And like you come out in an hour, everything's going to be the same. It's all good. You can give yourself an hour and switch off. And
that's why it's so cool. Like becoming a member at Riggs, or you said you didn't want to make it super marketing for Riggs. So like just any recovery center, if there isn't a Riggs around you, if you're on the Gold Coast, there's one here in Palm Beach, one at Bundle.
Yeah, one up at Bundle as well, just on Ashmore Road near the Benoa Tavern.
Yeah.
And then
where's one in Brookvale?
Yeah, we got one in Brookvale as well, on Old Pitwater Road, just behind the Westfield there. So literally right on the back of the Westfield there.
Yeah.
There's Riggs Brookvale.
Sick.
We're currently building one in Pimpama as well. Yeppoon's on the radar. I've got some land up there. We're going to build one as well because the owner went up there once and just loved the joint. I thought it was a great place. And obviously I've got that connection to the place as well, so I'm excited. And then also Adelaide next year. And then also we're doing another one on the Gold Coast, actually. It's a surprise still. Can't speak too much about it. But, there'll be one on the Gold Coast
another spot.
The end of this year or start next year. So.
Love that. Yeah, it's just like so beneficial. I think it's just important for people to recognize now with so much great information out there around different wellness modalities that having a membership at a place like this is so good. Like you said, if you're feeling a bit stressed, okay, maybe I'll book in the float tank this week.
Yep.
If you're feeling a bit inflamed and you've got, you know, a lot of activity during the week that you're not used to through your body, maybe it's the recovery boots to take the inflammation, or maybe it's just the cold and the hot therapy. Like I recommend the cold and the hot just multiple times a week.
Mm.
As a base, like we've seen, like we've spoken about briefly, the sauna has all this scientifically now proven evidence that you literally are going to be healthier if you get in a sauna a few times a week. So yep. having like a membership is just such an investment in your own health. It's like you're either going to pay the doctor or, you know, get a membership at a recovery center, and it's going to like counteract that quite a bit.
Yeah. And people are still like, some people are starting to prioritize like a Riggs membership over their gym membership now, because mm-hmm. they can still do workouts, you know, in the local community, or they can go for run clubs and stuff and still have that extra money or whatever they put aside a week for their gym memberships, yeah. wherever it is. So yeah, we have a lot of people now actually with their primary membership is where it's Riggs, just because of the service they can use. So that's really good for us, and that's really promising. We love that.
Run clubs and Riggs. That's the plan.
Run clubs and Riggs. Yeah. We haven't got our own run club yet, though, actually. Everyone else is doing it, so we're just biding our time. We'll probably bring one out maybe in the summertime when everyone starts to get a little bit more active again.
Collaborate with one of the ones that's already out there.
Yeah, it's probably the smartest way to do it as well.
We should do it together. We should do like, I want to do one with like Good Human Factory too, but it's like, how can we have a mutually beneficial? Maybe we can chat. Have you seen the one at Palmy at Currumbin Salt Social?
Yeah, they've been one of probably the most first established ones, I reckon, on the coast that actually had a bit of coverage. I have a few mates that are running that actually as well. Sick. Yeah,
so Jai, the guy who started it, he's been my running coach, and he's the one who runs that, which is epic. And then just like the community is so cool, like 100 people. Like yesterday it was bloody raining and there was 100 people down there in the rain at 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's unreal, hey.
It's so cool.
That shows I love turning up for the run club, and that's probably the community that Jai's built.
Yeah, seriously, which is so great. Mm. The last thing I want to quickly talk about is the hyperbaric chamber. Hyperbaric is something that I've heard about quite a bit. I've actually never done it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who had one like set up at his home, and he swears by it. Like a lot of like top level athletes are getting them set up in their home. They're obviously not cheap to purchase, and that's why having a membership at a place like Riggs or coming in and using it for one-offs. And I know you guys had a great, I don't know if you're still doing it, deal where it's like unlimited use for a week. Is that still happening? Is that done?
Yeah, we definitely do, because that's
this is an introductory to come see if it works for you and see if you see the benefits. But yeah, tell me
about that's kind of what we based off, because to feel the you know, the proper benefits of hyperbaric chamber, you want to be getting about 5 to 7 sessions within the first 10 days.
Wow.
So there's a bit of an adaptive process where your body has to become accustomed to this extra oxygen that you're getting.
Yeah.
So that's the meaning behind the week pass unlimited use, just so you can actually have a proper crack at it up to 7 sessions, and then you can come and say, hey, look, I feel really good.
Yeah.
This has worked for me. And then, it's a... the maintenance side of it's probably 2 to 3 a week ongoing. Yeah. So it is something you want to keep on doing, keep doing regularly to feel the full benefits.
Yeah.
If you come in and do one session, you know, you're not going to feel as much as your third or fourth session. So it's one of those things that your body has to come accustomed to. But basically what it is, it's a pressurized cabin. So when we walk around, we walk around at 1 ATA and it pressurizes to 1.3 ATA, which is atmospheric pressure.
Yeah.
Which is equivalent to 3.5 meters under sea level. And under that extra pressure, your body can absorb oxygen into the blood plasma a lot easier. So what we breathe in now is 21% oxygen. Under that pressure in the cabin, you push up to 28% increase. So it's a 33% increase on oxygen intake. And essentially how that works for your body is when you have an increased oxygen in your body flowing around, it helps with muscle recovery, helps with inflammation. It's pushing blood and oxygen around the body to help with your pretty much the way you work, the way you program. It's really good for your brain as well. So getting extra oxygen to the brain really helps with mental clarity. It helps with mood, which is a huge one, because when you have a better mood, it's like indirectly helps with anxiety and depression and stuff, because your mood's better, because your energy's better. So yeah, the benefits around oxygen therapy are really extensive, and it's been studied for a really long time. What we have is a mild hyperbaric chamber. So yeah, as I've mentioned before, it only goes to 1.3. When you start getting to 1.5 and 2.0, that's medical grade, and that's when there's a lot more risk involved and you have a registered nurse on site and stuff. So yeah, we can only go up to 1.3, but it's a lot more affordable and it's still a 33% increase in the oxygen level you get. So
yeah
it's a really interesting one. There's heaps of research on it, but it would be, you know, you don't have to be
you can just jump in the chamber. It doesn't require you to get wet or stress or anything. It's like going up in a plane, essentially. The first 3-4 minutes, if you can dodge to falling asleep, you get through it. But then, yeah, a lot of people meditate. And it's just a really nice, relaxing experience as well.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. I'm going to definitely get in there over the next couple of weeks, my last few weeks of training, and try to get the mind calm and the body recovered and get the, just get myself in a position so I can do this 100K race.
Mm.
But man, it's been really cool having a chat. I love coming into Riggs. It's not only a great place to come for recovery, but such a nice community feeling there. Like you always, saunas are just such a good spot for people to have a chat, I find. Yeah, and then it's like you just meet people, you see all, you know, demographics in there. Mm. I always bloody come in on a Wednesday night at like 5 accidentally, and then they're like, sorry, it's women's night.
Yeah.
I do it every single week.
Every week.
So yeah, there's women's nights. What, I guess just maybe to finish, what are sort of some of the levels of membership and how can people get involved at Riggs?
Yeah, okay. So to come once for a casual visit, it's $25. It's a 45-minute session, which is the steam room, the hot and cold pools. But you get it for $49 a week, so just under twice that, you can come unlimited for the hot and cold pools and the compression therapy, which we started talking about at the start of the pod. So,
like, that's just such a good membership, like $50. If you go in more than twice, it's like everyone after the second one's free, basically.
Exactly. And that's it. And that's how we kind of angle it as well. So well played there. You worked it out for everyone. But and then you get discounted rates on all the other services as well as a member.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. during the week. So we're really trying to accommodate for the people that got to start work early and the people that can't get there till 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
And we've found that's been really good feedback from that. Like, I know our community really appreciates the operating hours we have.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, the community's great. We love it, and it's a big part. It's a big testament to the staff and how they treat the clients that are coming in, because they're a massive part of the Riggs brand as well.
Yeah, your guys' staff are the best. I love it. They're so friendly coming in, and just like everyone's just so welcoming, and you feel like excited to go there.
Yeah, I couldn't be more happy with the staff we have at the moment. They're such great people. They're like-minded, and yeah, just trying to empower our clients to, you know, good on you for getting here, good on you for doing it. Like, it's a really, really positive environment to surround yourself in. So
love that. And then you guys also do massage and stuff in there, right? That, like, kind of,
yeah, we do. We have a massage. We actually just we're just about to start offering pregnancy massage with, again, something you can float plus Chloe.
Yeah.
But yeah, we offer massage at Palmy as well, but not at Bundle. And then at our other sites, we have osteo as well, on-site osteos,
amazing,
which round a room as well. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, it's a bit of a one-stop shop. We like to think we got everything under control and offering for everyone there. So,
epic.
Yeah, it's an interesting model, but it's pretty effective. So.
I love that. Maybe we can organize a little discount if people come in for the first time from listening to this episode, or through the Good Humans channel, you can give them a discount on their first session or something.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'll chat to you about it after. We can put in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll put it in. I'll talk about it. It'll probably have already been talked about in the intro if you've got this far into the episode. But man, thank you so much for supporting me through my run and letting me come in and use a facility. Thank you for supporting so many people who are obviously going through some tough times when it comes to their health and well-being, but then also people who are really just trying to take into their own hands their journey when it comes to their own health and well-being. So big thank you from me about that. I do finish Good Humans podcast with the same question for everyone, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say for this. You got no idea what's coming. This is good. What does being a good human mean to James Royce? Take your time, sir.
What does a good human being to me?
No right or wrong. Everyone's answered it differently.
I feel like I'm onto pretty understanding and patient. I feel like are two things that I really try and pride myself on to make sure I'm being a good human. So, yeah, understanding and patient of who I'm dealing with, yeah.
I love that. I think that's so well put. And I haven't had someone answer it exactly like that. A lot of people come from that empathy and giving back and awareness, but just being understanding and being patient is a huge one. So, thank you so much. I will leave in the show notes everything for anyone who is keen to come check out Riggs Recovery, who wants to, understand more about recovery. Make sure you check out Riggs' website, Instagram, or if you're not in an area where Riggs operate, just type in on Google Recovery Center in your local area, because there's plenty all around.
Hope we come up first, yeah.
Yeah, Riggs should come up. But, mate, thanks so much for jumping on Good Humans Podcast.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Legend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.